are here, episode 2. Welcome to Spinning It. My name is DJ JoJo, and hey, I'm still here. I'm not a one-hit wonder, you know? I haven't been canceled yet. And, you know, I gotta say, it's all thanks to every one of you that are listening, man. Huge thanks to everyone that tuned in to the first episode. It's been a ton of fun. I've been looking forward to recording episode 2. Why? Because we have just finished our first homestand here for the 2024-25 season. Again, a huge shout out to Orange Country, all the Ducks fans out there. Even if you weren't in the building, I know a lot of y'all were watching from home, from wherever you are. And man, your presence was felt for sure. I got to start off with the home opener. The last episode we recorded, I was, I obviously had to still keep everything secret, right? But now that we've had a few games, to those who have been through the first few, yo, has it not been absolutely insane? I'm talking about the on-ice projection, the brightest in the league. Not only that, the brightest in all of sports, all the crazy party lights going on, the Flying Ducks going in. Who was expecting that? Come on. Even I didn't get to see that until pretty much right up to opening night. And of course, my man, my best friend, Wild Wing, coming down from the rafters. We have literally thrown it all. You guys, not only that, man, there's been a couple epic games, man. Opening night, I believe that was our 9th straight home opener win at Honda Center. Tough one obviously against the Kings a couple days later, but hey, we bounced back big against the Sharks on Tuesday, showing San Jose how we're doing it in Anaheim, man. the energy was insane. So I gotta say, y'all are bringing the energy. I know the guys on the ice are feeling it too. Keep it coming, Ducks fans. We have a little bit of a break right now. By the time this airs, we'll be in kind of our East Coast swing. And our next game, home game that is, will be coming up on Sunday, November 3rd. We take on the Blackhawks. Celebración del Día de Muertos. Man, if you have never been to one of our Día de Muertos games, yo, it is absolutely insane, man. We got the mariachi coming through, a bunch of live performances. We even have a giveaway hat. Shout out to my man, Gustavo Jaimez, who designed the hat. If you don't remember, he actually did our first ever Dia de los Muertos jerseys that the guys wore on the ice a couple years ago. And we continue to have this amazing relationship with Gus. And now he's on the giveaway. He's going to be having a bunch of merch in the store, too. So don't miss out on that, man. It's going to be a great time. I really have to speak to, how pumped the fans have been. You guys make us pumped, and it's going to be a fun year, and we're just getting started, y'all. And to speak to that too, I know the first couple episodes here kind of revolved around our players, getting to know them a little bit more off the ice, their music taste, and even going into their goal songs. And I gotta say, look, we're calling them goal songs, but really it's just their song, right? I had to show love to the goalies too. Goalies don't be scoring all the time. Lucas Del Stal, though, I remember he scored a goalie goal with our AHL affiliate down in San Diego, the Goals. And I know he's actually kind of come close here too, but we don't want the goalies to be, left out in all this, right? We gotta show them some love too. In fact, really, the player songs, especially when it comes to the goalies, is more so played. Like if I see like an epic save, I'm talking about like a breakaway, sick glove save, something like that. And that's when I'll play their song. So why don't we go back to the media days, man, when I had this conversation with Lucas Del Stal about, just again, his taste in music, what his song would be. Let's go ahead and check it out.
Dude, so Dosi, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, you're good. I gotta ask, what do you think of the new jersey?
It's unreal.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I love the color, like everything. I saw a couple of pictures on Instagram, and it's so cool.
Have you put on like the full kit yet with like your new pads, like all that stuff?
Or still not yet. Okay. Because I'm still waiting for my mask to come. But nice. Excited to. Yeah, put it on pretty soon.
Tell us about that a little bit, based off the new colors and stuff. What kind of led into? Obviously, don't reveal your new mask or anything, but just in terms of what went into the new design, or even like your pads themselves, anything different?
The pads are, I'm keeping like the same design for like 3 years.
Oh, so
that's gonna kind of like stay the same.
Oh, sweet.
But the mask, I'm gonna hit like the when I had a purple mask. So okay. It's gonna be kind of the similar theme because I wanna kind of like appreciate the history.
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely.
And, but still like keep it in the new colors. So nice. It's gonna be nice.
Can't wait to see it. As far as obviously, hey, just give you more context. I'm starting a new show on the I have a new podcast with the Duck Stream. It's called Spinning It with JoJo, and it's definitely not the X's and O's, right? Definitely not gonna really dip into that, but more sort of like music, lifestyle, you know, things you guys like to do outside of hockey, you know, things like that. So, just to kind of tie it, obviously, you just started DJing and whatnot into the room here. I think last year it was ABBA. Gimme was kind of like a song that you liked and whatnot. I mean, as far as like your song this year, obviously the guys have goal songs, but for you and Gimme and the rest of the guys, obviously in the goalie position, we still want to have a song for you guys as well in terms of like a really cool save or anything that, right? So at the top of the head, like, is there anything that comes to mind that would be Dosti's song?
Like this year, so obviously we played in the World Championships. Like our song, it was Freed from Desire.
So
I think that might be cool.
Okay, let's go with that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's gonna sound great. Cool. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Are you still partying it up or what?
Like... No, I don't. I definitely don't.
No, we're focused, man. Yeah, we're here. Yeah. So
we're ready to go.
Tell me about like in terms of like playing in that. Obviously going through the summer, at what point were you like, okay, I'm ready to get back out here to Anaheim, like get ready?
Honestly, like obviously we had a couple days of celebrations. Yeah. Like I went pretty easy because I was so tired after the season. Like I was so tired. I know some guys went like for like a week.
Just
celebrating. Yeah. I think I was like, I had a parade and kind of like the official stuff we did.
Of course.
And that was it for
me.
That was it for me. But I took like a 2-3 weeks off after, but obviously the summer was shorter because of the World Championships. But
yeah. I think I saw a picture of you on Instagram. Were you riding some jet skis?
That was fun. Yeah, on the lakes because I spent my summers in Finland.
Okay, nice.
So there's so many lakes, man. It was just like.
Would you ever ride a jet ski? Like, there's a thing out here where you could ride a jet ski from like Newport to like Catalina. Yeah. Out in the ocean, like, would you do that?
Yeah, for sure.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
That just.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh man, I think
it must be cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lake is one thing for me, but like, out in the middle of the ocean, I don't know. That just kind of sketches me out just a little bit.
I know. But yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, we're gonna take you out, man. We're gonna record a podcast going to Catalina.
But
as far as going back to the music, real quick, I know probably we're at time. As far as, you know, anything else, you know, warm-ups wise, you know, anything else that we could be playing for you that, you know, could get you more pumped up, you know, at the games?
Like for the warm-ups, I always love like kind of the music that we play here, like the house music.
Okay.
You know, like I like that.
And, nice.
That's kind of what's kind of like get me going.
Get you going? Like, all right.
Yeah, for the games.
Do you have like an artist that you like? Whenever.
Yeah, do you have a favorite
artist?
Specific,
like honestly, it can be like whatever, but more like a house music. That's what I like. That's
good
kind
bass
of cool.
Line kinda.
Yeah, exactly. Like something similar to that. Like it was like some mixes and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, cool. That's good.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the rap, but I'm not still like this.
Yeah, this is
better for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
As far our come on, we've been talking about this with all the guys. Team DJ, who's that? Who is the guy playing the music in the locker rooms, on the road? Like, who should be that guy this year?
I don't know. I think last year it was kind of Frank and Stromy. But I don't know this year. I don't know. It might be them again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about you? You wouldn't jump into that role?
No, I'm like, definitely not. No.
Yeah.
I don't think they would like that.
No, hey, man. Sometimes you just got to put what you like out there, right? And, you know, just based in... you know, all the guys' answers. Seems like we have a lot of country fans on the team. Is that you too, Dusty, or where are you with the country music? Hey,
honestly, like, because we listen to it almost every day. Yeah. So I kind of got used to it, so some songs are okay. Like, sure, like pretty decent, but
nice.
But still,
like, but overall, you're not a country guy.
Yeah,
you're not.
Not really into it now.
Okay, for sure. Well, hey, man, thanks for coming through. This is all right. Not so much a goal song, but a goalie song for you. Mm-hmm. Whether that's, you know, like a cool moment, and obviously like an epic save. What is your song for the season?
It's gonna be Free From Desire.
Let's go. That's gonna sound good. Let's get it. All right, man. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
Woo! Yo, I like the track, Lucas. Not gonna lie, I hadn't heard that track before, but that's such a beauty behind this whole, you know, concept and what we're doing with these player songs, right? Is you get to kind of dig a little bit deeper into their personality. Some songs, I hear it and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that definitely is something that I would have expected based off how, you know, what I already knew of the guys. And then some songs I'm like, wow, like I was expecting that. But it just shows them in a whole new light, and it's a ton of fun. So again, no one's excluded from this, you know, whether you're a forward, you're a defenseman, you're a goalie, like everyone's going to get their track, and hopefully we're playing them all throughout the season for sure. I got them ready on deck over at the stage at Honda Center. Just ready. You just see it when there's a goal. Imagine like how loud the building is, the horns, the goal song, everyone's screaming. I'm in my headset being like, hey, just confirming this player scored, confirm it. And then I hear it, and then boom, we hit the song. So it's a ton of fun, but yeah, man, you know, let's go ahead and check out another player here. You know, you gotta show love some to the new guys too, right? And this one right here was definitely one of my favorites. It's one thing to get a song that obviously goes along with their personalities, but when you could get a song that even lyrically it ties to that specific player, it's so much fun, man. Here's Cutter Gauthier, and let's talk about what music he likes, and you know, get to know him a little bit better. You know, I know he's one of the new ones, so I'm just as curious as y'all. Let's go ahead and check it out,
dude. That was epic.
That was the best one so far, bro.
I'll take that.
Man.
Is everyone else like not really
good? No, dude. I think people are having a good time. So first off, was that your first time kind of playing with some turntables, like
first
DJing?
Time. Yeah, I've seen it, but I've never, I just click a bunch of buttons.
There you go.
I'm doing, but that was the first time and I knew what I was doing.
Nice. Dude, so tell us about how Media Day is going for you so far.
Going good.
Yeah.
Just got done with the green screen. Had some fun with that. Telling Ducks Nation to get up on their feet and get
there
loud.
You go.
And then came over here and played some cut it.
So yeah, let's go.
It's been a good day so far.
Yeah. Hey, you got to tell us, man. Opinions on the jersey. You know, obviously going into this year. I mean, what do you think? What are the thoughts?
These things are clean. Like throwback, little new version. They got the bright gold, and I like the bright orange. It definitely stands out.
Let's go.
I think they did a really good job with it.
I gotta say, between you and Olin over at the Rookie Showcase, you guys putting on the full kit and whatnot. I mean, tell us about that. I feel like you guys were the first kind of preview into seeing the full kit on ice before kind of, you know, the whole team here, and it kind of blew up. And, you know, a lot of fans were pumped on it. You know, tell us, you know, your thoughts over the showcase and whatnot.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. Obviously, when you're one of the first people to throw on the new threads, and you know, with the whole fit on the ice, with the gloves, the helmet, it's a pretty great feeling. And I know me and Olin had a great time with it, representing Ducks Nation, and yeah, we had some fun.
Let's go. And yeah. You know, we obviously got your debut in Vegas with us last year. Yep. The fans haven't gotten a chance to see you at home yet. I mean, between that summer block party, the flock party in terms of you know, how excited you are for the season, like really kind of, you know, tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. Obviously, seeing all the fans there at the flock party, I think it was like sold out. We had like 5,000-6,000 people there.
Oh yeah.
So it just shows the support that Ducks Nation has, and yeah, I'm super pumped. Play the first home game.
Yeah.
In Orange County, I can't wait for it. I'm really excited.
Let's go. So hey, something that's kind of new to us here, at least within the last couple of years. One is this room in general at Media Day. I think what we're trying to kind of emphasize, especially with you and the other guys on the team, is like, hey, as the DJs, we're playing for the crowd, obviously, but we want to play for you guys too, you know? And so can you kind of tell us and give the fans like a little snippet into, you know, what Cutter likes? So, you know, what kind of music are you into? What gets you, you know, pumped up for games and whatnot? And yeah, favorite artists, genres, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I love it all. This summer, I got really big into country. Went to a couple country concerts.
A lot of country guys on the team.
I know.
Man.
I went to Windy City Smokeout in Chicago.
Okay,
that was a great
yep.
time. Saw Parker McCollum there, and then went to Ford Field and watched Zach Bryan. So. Big country summer for me, but I like it all. I got no complaints with whatever someone throws on.
So with regards to like country, obviously maybe that's something that you're playing on the way to the rink and whatnot, but is there a shift for when you get in the locker room and,
oh, yeah.
and then even going out to warm-ups?
Yeah, there's a big shift. I don't play country on the way to the game days.
Okay.
Practice days, yeah, we'll throw some country on, keep it late. Game days, we're throwing some more, you know, hard stuff, some EDM, some loud vibes. Just get the juices flowing, get the adrenaline up, just ready to go out there and
let's go.
Have a great game.
Oh yeah, let's dip into the EDM stuff a little bit. Are there any like other big DJs, like just artists that you can kind of give us some insight on? You know,
I like John Summit a lot.
Ooh, yeah, John Summit.
I think he's sick. He's got some good play.
Let's go.
Playlists. He's got like the longer bit versions that you can just listen to for 20, 30 minutes. Those are great. Just whatever to get you pumped up, and that gets me going right before a game. All those loud musics, those vibes, those beats gets me fired up.
Nice. All right. So, based off of you know your interaction with the team so far, you know, especially going into this season, who do you think in the room should play that role as team DJ?
Team DJ.
Yeah.
I think Leo.
Leo.
I think Leo's
okay.
Team DJ. Yeah, we had a couple fun nights. Went to dinner. And you know, he was singing along to all these songs and
okay.
Yeah, I think he's got a good opportunity to be a good DJ.
Nice. Big Lil Baby fan.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard too. So he's a little quiet, but he likes his music.
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty behind music, right? You can be quiet, not quiet, like it just brings another side of you regardless,
yeah.
Right? So Cutter, let's talk about you and your own song that is tied to you, your goal song for the season. So this is what we do in Anaheim now, man. We play the team song, obviously, and then we cut to you and a song that defines you and the fans, you know, get into it and everything. So what would you say would be your song for the season?
Is it Cut It?
Oh. Whoa, I mean, it can be whatever you want.
We Cut It?
Yeah.
I think we stick with Cut It.
Yo!
I think we had a great time with the DJ.
Let's go.
Cut It.
OT Genesis, Cut It, yeah. Right here for
it.
Cutter himself, man. Let's go. I love this here, man. Let's get it.
Let's
hey,
go.
That's going to be one of the songs of the year right there. My man, appreciate you coming through. Let's go.
Fun. Thank you.
Your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Oh, man. That's definitely going to be one of my favorite songs of the season, and you already know, man, expectations are so high on Cutter Gauthier. We are so excited to have him on this squad. Best believe from this season and years to come, we will be hearing that track. If not, he changes whatever it is, man. Cutter Gauthier, we are excited to have you here, and I definitely can't wait to be playing that in Honda Center all throughout this season. Now, let's go ahead and move on to one of our more veteran guys. Troy Terry. Hey, this is this one right here, I gotta say, was when we talked about it, I didn't expect Troy to have this much of a taste in classic rock, man. You know, and that's what's been so much fun about these conversations. You know, I think one way they're on the younger side, so I assume they're in a certain type of a taste of music, and then boom, they take a hard ride and they're like, hey, this is what I like and the reasons why. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Hey, let's go ahead and throw it to the interview, man. This is me and Troy Terry talking about his taste right here. Let's go ahead and check it out.
All right, Troy, let's go ahead and take a seat, my man. Yo. That was great.
Could you sing that one word for word, Layla?
I can sing a lot of it, probably the main chorus of it. It's a great song.
Yeah. So let's dip into that a little bit. You know, that was the song you picked last year. Obviously, great song. Give us a little background on why you even picked that and what you know, why keep it going this year?
Yeah, I mean, my dad, growing up, I was just, he played the guitar around the house, and I was just programmed to love old music and rock music, and he just loved like Eric Clapton and just those guitar players. And I, in my opinion, that song, I just absolutely love the guitar part of it. And I don't know, that song just does it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm sure when you guys are out there, you score a goal, the horn's going, crowd's going nuts. I'm sure you're probably not hearing it in the moment, but I'll tell you, it sounds good.
Does it?
It sounds good.
I know, I wish, yeah. Whenever I scored last year, I would think about it after, like, I always forget to, like, actually listen for it.
So one thing we want to potentially do this year, actually, it's good, it's nice that you mentioned that, because we want to maybe even potentially go into, like, that first whistle after your goal, like, we play it again. I mean, we almost kind of put it out as, like, hey, this is Troy Terry's song, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, that's good to know. Hopefully we could start doing that so you can actually hear your own goal song, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's hard to even process anything after you score a goal in the NHL.
Absolutely. Well, hey, well, how about this? Like, you know, in terms of, you know, just the music overall in the bowl, warm-ups, anything, like what else could we be playing for you that would kind of get you pumped up?
I think anything along those lines. I love the Stones. I don't know if you can roll out the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, of course you can.
Can't You Hear Me Knocking, something like that?
Hey, there you go.
AC/DC. That's stuff that gets me going.
So old soul.
AC/DC. Yeah, all that stuff. If you could throw in some Iron Maiden if you have to.
Let's go. I think people are going to be surprised at your overall taste of music. Oh, yeah. You're saying this really stems more from your dad?
Yeah, just my dad. And yeah, I don't know. I just have always gravitated towards it. And I feel like this isn't a slight to the new music, but I feel like the more music that's coming out recently, I'm like just even going more like, the other direction.
Yeah. As far as like just the different tastes in music in the room, I mean, in your eyes, who's playing that team DJ for you guys? And yeah, kind of just talk through the different kind of tastes you hear in the locker room and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who it's going to be this year. I think Z was in there a lot last year. I loved like Eminem when I was a kid, but I've never really been like a huge rap guy.
Yeah.
And that gets featured in there. So that gets featured. Stromer plays a lot of AC/DC also, which I appreciate. Nice. I think Hell's Bells was playing usually when we'd walk out.
There you go. Nice.
Which is what I needed, yeah.
What would you say, I mean, obviously you're a big rock guy, but what would you say is like that, I guess, phrase it up like that guilty pleasure, that what like the music or artist that you might not want any, you know, the like maybe the rest of the team to kind of know, but like you rock out to that in your car, you know.
I mean,
solo.
I love like NSYNC.
Oh, let's go.
I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you I listen to him in my car all the time, but I don't mind it. I love like the old 80s like pop bands too.
Okay. Yep.
Like Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I love Wham. I watched the documentary on them. I'm all for that.
So I'm gonna be playing some Wham in the bowl this year.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Oh yeah, come on.
What songs you got?
Oh man, what do you want to hear? I mean, besides, I mean, for me, Last Christmas
Freedom,
around the holidays.
Last Christmas,
but of course. Which we'll play. Freedom's
Freedom,
good. Yeah.
Freedom. I love all that.
Stuff. Okay. All right. Sweet. Well. Let's see what other I know we're almost kind of like curating kind of lists as we're talking here. As far as like kind of, you know, let's just talk about hockey in general, right? I feel like there's this thought that, you know, it's a rock and roll type sport. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean,
in terms of what you're hearing in other buildings too, or even going to games growing up,
it's a lot of like. Electric or like what's the word, like EDM I guess, but like and warm-ups I hear a lot of like that type of stuff also, which I like that stuff too.
Okay.
A lot of places will feature some rap songs, which is in my favorite. Some of the guys on our team, it is their favorite. So I mean, it's crazy the differences in volume that you'll find in some of these buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them you can't hear yourself think, and some it's like
you turn it up a bit.
Yeah, okay. Do you like that when it's just like in your face, like?
I kind of do. It depends. Okay. You know, there's certain games where I'm like, you know, I could use maybe some music in my face today.
Yeah.
So back to back or something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What about, you know, obviously your dad now, family's growing. I mean, how has that shifted, you know, in terms of like what you want your kids to be listening to and whatnot as they grow up?
Well, I listen to a lot of Miss Rachel songs these days. Yeah, I'm trying to move him away from that one. But I will tell you, once he's old enough, I know the music I'll be introducing to him.
Which is what?
He loves, like, honestly, he's at the age he's starting to dance to music.
Okay.
And I'm playing him. I basically go to Spotify, I go to Rolling Stones radio, and I just let it play.
Nice.
So
okay.
So it gives me all kinds of old stuff. Yeah.
Sweet.
Steely Dan?
Let's go, man. Oh, yeah. We're taking all the notes right here.
Reeling in the ears. Dirty Work. Oh, man.
Let's go. Well, hey, you know, I'm actually going to be starting this podcast. It's called Spinning It with JoJo. And I'm gonna be kind of the opposite of the X's and O's, right? So hopefully, I'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
This is kind of, you know, the intro, but like, I'm not talking the X's and O's. I'm more like, yo, like, how have you been? How's the family? You know, talking music, talking favorite restaurant, like just stuff like that. But hopefully we can have you on, you know, one of these days, man. But anything else you're looking forward to the season?
No, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Felt like a long off season, so I'm ready to go.
I, as far as like, at what point in the season or the off season, in terms of like just the time in the summer, do you start to feel that turn of like, I'm ready to get back?
Yeah.
I know the kids are a factor to that.
The kids are a factor. I mean, the first month, like, it's so nice. Like,
for sure.
You're like, I don't even think about it.
Yeah, as you shouldn't.
And you're watching playoff hockey, and it's, like, just fun to watch as a fan and whatever. And then, I don't know. I would say the first skate, it can usually take a month off or so.
Okay.
First skate, it doesn't usually go that well. You feel pretty rusty.
I wouldn't say
that does it. And then I'd say after a couple skates, you'll have that like one skate where you're like, oh, I still got it.
Yeah. Of course, still got it, man.
And then usually around that skate is like, I'm like, okay, let's do it.
I love it. Well, hey, we're excited to have you. And officially, we have to say, you know, what's going to be the goal song going into this year?
I think I'm sticking with Layla.
Sticking with Layla. Let's go. All right, man. Well, appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, that's a classic right there, that Layla. And you already know we're going to be hearing that a ton, man. Already leading the team in scoring for your Anaheim Ducks right now. And, man, that Layla, oh, man, that sounds good with that guitar riff. Oh, man, that sounds good. I wish that we could, like, go even into more of these interviews right now. But you know what? You're going to hear about it all throughout the season. That's the beauty behind this show, man. Spinning It. We're going to be talking about this all throughout the year. In fact, who knows? Maybe the players will change up their songs and whatnot. If not, you know, that means it's obviously sticking and it's good. But just know my ear is going to be listening out for that. All throughout the season. So, yeah, man. Hey, episode 2 coming to a close. Appreciate y'all coming in. And the biggest thing, too, that I want to get into as well, you know, the music stuff is dope. But as I mentioned it in the last episode and even on Eat 'Em Up, is that I'm the giveaway guy. Depending on where you're watching or where you're listening right now, you might not be able to see it, but I'm rocking the t-shirt giveaway from Wild Wings Halloween Bash. Man, this t-shirt was a hit. I mean, it was only available for the first 10,000 fans in the building, and there was a sellout. It was a sellout, over 17,000 people in the house. So even if you went to the game, you didn't get a chance to get this shirt, or maybe you're a Ducks fan from wherever you are, you know, that's what the Orange Country is all about, right? It's not just Orange County. If you're a Ducks fan in the IE, LA, out of state, even out of this country, huge shout out to my man Damien rocking with us all the way out from Australia. My man Chef JoJo rocking with us in Washington, D.C. Always repping the Ducks. And to all you guys out there, you want a chance to cop this shirt just as if you were one of the first 10,000 in the building, man. Well, hey, why don't you hit us up, all right? On Duckstream on X. All right. That's again, that's at DuckStream. Look out for a post for this giveaway. I'm just going to say, Steph, like 20 people on X alone. All right. Also hit me up on my Instagram. All right. At Joe Maes Show. That's JOMAESTRO. I want to see who's tuning in out there. Shoot me a DM. All right. Slide in the DMs and just shoot me a message like, hey, just tuned in to episode 2 of Spinning It. Let me get a shirt. All right. I'm gonna pick maybe around, I don't know, like 20 people from there too. You know, and I'm gonna spread it out. I know these episodes come out and you kind of listen to them whenever you get to do so. So don't think that it's only gonna be within the first day that this episode rolls out or whatever. Like, that's the beauty of this. I saved a couple. All right. So I want to give a chance to give it away to other people as well. What do y'all think about that, man? So if you guys like that, maybe we do it other episodes too. Remember, check out the full schedule, anaheimducks.com/promotions to check out all the giveaways that we have throughout the year, man. That's another big part of my job here with the Anaheim Ducks. I'm the host guy, I'm the DJ guy, but I'm also the guy that's ordering and helping out with these theme nights and these giveaways too. And I gotta say, this t-shirt is fresh. I absolutely love it. So I want to give you the chance to cop one too. So make sure y'all tune in. Again, that's at DuckStream, and then hit me up at Joe Maes Show, JOMAESTRO. All right, thanks for tuning in. We will see y'all, or you know, talk to y'all in a couple of weeks right here on Spinning It with DJ JoJo. See y'all next time. Let's go Ducks, come on.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.